I'm not ashamed to admit it. Now, I might be, you know, a little bit insecure about wearing glasses in public, mm-hmm. but I get away with it because I have bifocal contacts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they don't have the science perfect yet. Mm-hmm. So it's not as good as glasses, and I half the time still have to hold things 5 feet from my body to read, but I threw that on you without your glasses. So very good. Excellent job, Kevin. So with Kevin Stewart Swain, you know, a few years ago, the Al Harlow album Now came out, and many listeners here in Pittsburgh were not hip to Al Harlow, even though they knew his music in Prism. Of course, he is the leader of Prism. And the album came out, and just about every DJ here at the station was playing it, and the phones just would light up. Well, the lead single, which actually became a real hit, was written by none other than my partner here in the studio, Kevin Stewart Swain, talking about My Mind Is Running Away With You. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the interesting things, here's a little snippet. I first called that song, I Don't Hate Myself Enough to Love You. And Al was in the throes of romance at that point, and I thought, well, he's never going to sing this. So I basically changed it to suit his life right at that time. And plus, I was thinking of myself, be a nice hook. My mind is running away with you. I just quite liked it. So I changed everything. I wrote the lyrics, and we started recording it, and I actually had to ask them to dump the track. It was too slow and too low.
Really?
Yeah, so I said, let's cut it again, and we cut it again faster and higher. Now, Al says, I can never sing that song live, you know, like, it's just killing me. I hope he does, though, but that's kind of the news.
You know, that reminds me of the story with Queen, with Freddie Mercury, that Brian May brought to him the song Flash mm-hmm. for the soundtrack for Flash Gordon, and Freddie went in the studio and came out swearing at Brian and said, I just ripped my vocal cords to sing that song. Why did you have to do it so high? But he got it in two takes and they were able to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when he played it live, when Queen played that live, which they didn't do a whole lot of, they brought it down a key or two.
Yeah.
Well, there is a terrific video with this song. And you know the song because it's got a lot of airplay. We're going to play it right now. Courtesy of Kevin Stewart Swain, this is Al Harlow from the Now album. My Mind Is Running Away With You, WRCT 88.3 FM.
I got no time to second guess. Saying yes, I must admit it, I'm afraid. What should I do?
Hi, this is Al Harlow of Prism with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Courts in session on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Going out to Jennifer in... Boy, where? I didn't write down where Jennifer is. Well, going out to Jennifer by request, Jeff Healey, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And that was his sophomore album. It went gold all over the world. And here in the studio with Kevin Stewart Swain, you had two good stories about it. Not only the Beatles, on who was playing bass.
Yeah, who was playing bass on the original of that song, because Paul was on piano, Eric Clapton was the lead guitar solo, so it was either John or George, and neither one of them could remember, you know?
The mystery.
Yeah. And then Jeff Healey, who I didn't know or anything, but he was playing on the island, Vancouver Island. And my friend Carl was the opening act, and afterwards they're kind of partying by the swimming pool, and Jeff Healey...
Jeff had been hydrating.
He'd been very much hydrated, yes, he was very hydrated, and he wanted to fight Carl, blind and everything. He's just swinging and going, come on, you wimp, like, what are you afraid of me? And just challenging Carl to a fight. I don't know what Carl did. He's really... Things like that happen to Carl. And I guess it dissipated in the end, but I remember that story.
Wow.
Probably over girls, right?
It's always, yeah, it's always, you know, it's all, wars have been started over women, you know? Before the Jeff Healey, going out to Kim in Shadyside, and she called in and she's excited about the Outlaws Saturday and Sunday. And that's from an album that you will not hear them play from. That's from Los Hombres Malos, 1982 Rebel Girl, and there's a story with that. You want to keep that going and keep that music going?
Okay.
The background of Black Oak, Arkansas. Story behind Rebel Girl, single from the album, followed up the Outlaws having huge success with their big hit single with Ghost Riders in the Sky. And as the new album came out, when it was released to radio, it had been mixed so poorly that radio DJs, even fans of the Outlaws, didn't want to play the album on the air. The record label panicked. They hired a new producer to remix the album, pressed a 4-track EP. Now, of course, back in 1982, there were no CDs. So all the stations were only playing vinyl, like what we do here in Quartz and Session. And by the time the new 4-track was pressed, remixed, and sent to the radio stations, the album had died. So, poor album sales. And if you're a record collector and you run across, and I've got a few copies of this in my collection, and you've run across the 4-track Outlaws with the radio promo mixed for radio, it's worth a few bucks. Great tune, of course, the great Huey Thomason singing. He's singing that up in the sky now. But you won't hear the guys playing that Saturday or Sunday, but they're going to be playing some great music. And before that, we opened up with Kevin's hand-penned My Mind Is Running Away From You by Al Harlow. And I absolutely love that video. That video is a lot of fun. And if you like the song, it's worth checking out on YouTube, because it's just... Song is high energy and catchy, and so is the video.
Yeah, shout out to Steve Harlow, Al's son, who remade that video. Because we kind of did what you're talking about. I had my version of the video out with us in the rehearsal space. He added all those cars and everything to it and color match and did all this great stuff. So, Stephen Harlow. And before I forget, Lisa Freakrock. I just want to say hi to Lisa Freakrock.
I believe her birth name is Beautiful. Lisa Freak Rock.
Yes.
So to
the lovely
beautiful,
Lisa.
The lovely Lisa. Here with Kevin Stewart Swain. You listen to Quartz and Session right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. What fun. Artemis Pyle calling in earlier in the night. We got rock and roll this weekend with the Artemis Pyle Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater, and the Outlaws Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh for an all-acoustic show. I'm going to just be in rock and roll heaven this weekend. So talking rock and roll heaven, it's Canada. It's the late 70s, mid 70s. And Kevin Stewart Swain is in high school. And
he's in Barney Bentall.
Oh, but there we go. All right.
Very young.
All right. But And you are a fan of Prism, and Prism's arch rival is the band
Trooper.
And tell the story.
Well, my first band, so at that point, it wasn't late 70s because it was a bit before, like 77 or something. And I was in my first band called Joyride. And we were rehearsing and kind of stopped to argue about who was better, Trooper or Prism. And I was on the Prism side, Al. Just so you know.
And of course, Trooper, who had hits in America, they sold more albums in Canada than The Who or The Rolling Stones.
Yeah, they're like our Beatles.
Yeah, they were the Canadian Beatles. Mm-hmm. But never, like Prism, Prism had hits here in the States, but never had the huge fame that they had across the border in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got the Hot Shots album, and they never said, but that was a greatest hit, so they came out really strong because they put an album out with a chock full of really great songs and didn't say it was greatest hits, you know, Canadian style.
So. Well, let's do this. So we're going to reverse this. Mm-hmm. So you were in Prism in the avoiding the fist fight, but arguing. So instead of you picking your favorite Prism song, mm-hmm. I'll make you pick, what's your favorite, and we'll play it right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Trooper song?
Well, this one kind of got overlooked because the album had tons of hits. And I mentioned it to Ray McGuire the other day, what a great lyricist he is on top of other things. But it's a song called Live from the Moon.
Oh, what a great track. Well, here it is. I think it's 1976.
Could be.
They're right around there. Don't hold me to that. Mm. This is Trooper, WRCT.
EGL, that was my favorite Prism tune. Now I gotta say, what is your favorite Trooper song? I mean, your favorite Prism song, because I'm on the Trooper side too.
All right, well, Lovin' Al Harlow, I'm going back to the Henry Small days. This is when love goes wrong, and man, Henry could sing. We'll fade it down. This is fun. Fun live radio. Don't try this in the shower, guys.
You tell me it's all over. You say it's all done. 6 years to one lover.
Henry Smalls, man, what a singer. You're listening to Courts in Session here, joined tonight by Kevin Stewart Swain. My favorite Prism song, When Love Goes Wrong. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something special tonight. We're going to sign off for the purposes of the replay show that will be aired Friday morning and Sunday night, but we're going to keep it going for another half hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, Courts in Session is now Courts Adjourned. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. What a ball. What great phone calls. Going to give away another pair of Rolling Stones movie passes next week. And I'm going to take a few days to recover from seeing the Armis Pyle Band, the Outlaws, Saturday at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, and Sunday at the Olympia Hall in East Pittsburgh. I want to remind you guys to take care of each other, Be kind to each other and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
This is Uli John Roth from England. You're listening to Eric Jackson Lurie on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Enjoy.
And that's Joey Ramone from his solo album, Don't Worry About Me. That was Maria Bartiromo. And for all of you guys out there who watch Fox Business News and are going, there can't be two Maria Bartiromos. No, that's it. Joey wrote a song about checking his stocks, watching the business news, and being in love with Maria Bartiromo, who's still on Fox News to this day.
Mm, I gotta watch.
Yeah, and she is a cutie.
Yeah.
In the studio with Kevin Stewart Swain, you listen to Quartz in Session. This is the extended version. We're going to take it right up to the 11 o'clock hour tonight. So, Bryan Adams was in town 2 weeks ago. I was there. It was a fantastic show. We've been playing the latest from Bryan. And you know Bryan. And back in his early days, tell the story.
Well, I was looking for a singer. I was 15, and I wanted a really good singer for our band.
Now, hold on. I got to stop. Yeah. You're 15 years old.
Yeah. I'd quit school and playing in a band already. And same band we fought about Prism and Truth.
And were your folks okay with you leaving school to go rock and roll?
Yeah. I mean, even the... I had a counselor, a school counselor, that said, yeah, you should quit school, you know?
Yeah, well, it worked out.
Well, I mean, went back, too. I got my grade 12. There's a whole story there. But, yeah, I quit, and I ended up joining Barney Bentall. But just before that, I had this band called Joyride that we fought about Trooper in Prison with. And I knew Bud Marr, who... So the real lineage goes back. There's a band called Sweeney Todd.
Sure.
And in Sweeney Todd, Nick Gilder was the lead singer. He went...
And then for our listeners, that's the writer and singer of the great big hit, Hot Child right. in the City.
Right, yeah. So he's gone. Bryan comes in. He was called Bryan Guy Adams, and they did the second album with Bud, my friend Bud. And so I was asking Bud about singers. He says, well, here, I'll give you Brian's number because Sweeney Todd's, he's not in it anymore. So I phoned him up. He might have been pulling my leg a bit or whatever, but I phoned up Bryan. He's only 17 at this point. And he said, well, thanks for calling. I am looking for a band to back me because I just recorded a single, which was Let Me Take You Dancing. Have you ever heard
yeah,
that?
That's yeah, the it's, very almost, first. It's almost like disco.
Yeah, that was the first thing he ever did. So he said, we're going across Canada. We need a band, so I'll check you guys out if you want, and you know, maybe we can do something. Now, that was just too much for me right at that point. We didn't have anything.
But wait a second. You're 15,
yeah, I'm 15
years old.
I know, I forgot about that at the time.
You know, 15, I was focused on girls and music and girls.
Yeah.
And... girls?
But we're just young guys. Like, he's only 17, too, you know? And
wow.
I mean, he did a lot. Listen,
there was no way my mother was letting me join a rock and roll band and take it on the road. I don't care how good a musician I was. That was not happening.
No, we butted heads a few times and stuff, but they just... I got two jobs, too. I got two jobs in the summer holidays to kind of work it. Like, I'm working these two jobs and playing in a band. So we kind of hashed it out, and I got out of school. Which wasn't a bad idea because the school sucked, you know. I went back, like, for GED.
Okay.
And I was the teacher's pet, which I'd never been before. I was always just ignored.
Now, were you older at that point?
Yeah, I was, like, in my 20s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I went and got my GED anyway.
So you lived rock and roll.
Mm.
You toured. Mm. You recorded. You wrote music. And then you went back, finished high school,
mm-hmm.
and then you went back to being a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah, I just took 3 months off or whatever.
That's great. Well, this is the latest from Bryan Adams. We've been playing this track a lot because it's that good.
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
tell me, came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another time. Journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.
Children of the sun. Children of the sun. by Robert Louis Stevenson. And it's the Tomahawk Kid. Oh, the Tomahawk Kid, do you know what he did on the kid?